Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The past few weeks, I was delighted to discover Destination Radio. It reinforces, among other things, the idea that the North Coast is a wonderful place for people to come spend time with nature, a natural world we fear is rapidly vanishing. I was going to give an upbeat community comment about our community and all the natural wonders we can enjoy if we will just take the time. After all, there are a host of beautiful places to hike, fish, surf, and camp in our region. Alas, more important to our community than our natural surroundings is the conduct of our neighbors. I find it distressing that in recent years our community seems besieged by violent crimes. We need look no further than yesterday's Times Standard for examples. Front page and leading headline, shootout suspect booked into jail. This is the follow-up story about the 24-year-old murder suspect who came out firing at officers last week in Eureka. He wielded such a high-powered rifle that some of his random shots went through several houses. The neighborhood was very lucky not to have anyone killed in that incident, and I'm relieved the alleged murderer is out of the hospital and locked in jail. There was an even more distressing story on page 2 of the Times Standard that reported on two girls from Sonoma County who went missing 37 years ago. Their bodies have finally been positively identified. I'm glad for the sake of the families that they can finally lay them to rest. Right below that, an article, this story of a man who allegedly shot a woman after she spurned his advances. And just below that, another story on the trial of the sordid soul who's on trial for the murder of Father Eric Fried committed on New Year's Day 2014. Other stories about people brandishing knives and guns and a list of violent behavior goes on and on. Why do people commit crimes of violence? Some would say there are explanations for such behavior, such as a violent and abusive upbringing, poverty, excessive violence in movies or video games. It's the nurture argument. Others say it could be a chemical imbalance in the brain or just plain bad DNA. It's the nature argument. Most likely, I think, it's usually some combination of the two. Now, John Steinbeck, in his great novel East of Eden, ponders the origins of violent behavior. His conclusion, if I understand him correctly, is that the individual, while perhaps boxed in by bad parents or terrible early experiences, ultimately makes a choice to act or not act violently. I'm not sure if I find Steinbeck's position comforting, but I do find it satisfying. Satisfying because it helps to affirm that no matter how wounded we might be, we do make choices. Satisfying because we can appeal to a person's conscience and continue to appeal to people of all walks of life to turn from violence and choose better ways to express frustration. I therefore appeal to us all to choose the better way of nonviolence. If you're angry, don't get a gun, get help. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.